Okay, let's realign with sacred space. So again, just be aware of your body, of your position in space, sitting on the ground, sitting in space. Letting your attention touch into the Archangel Raphael who stands in the east. Connecting with the angel's ability to inspire, to bring new life, the quality of breath, the power of air. Touching into the qualities of the Archangel Michael in the south, the angel of fire and light, warmth, power, and the extraordinary ability of light itself to transform us. Turning to the west and touching into the qualities of the Archangel Gabriel, the great cleansing intelligence, the angel of the waters, feeling the qualities of fluidity, of flow, moisture, vision. Turning to the north and Uriel, angel of earth, teacher of solidity, transmutation, teaches how to ground, and how to enter into the plastic and transformative capacities of matter. Feeling the qualities of all four angels holding us, creating the templum, creating the space within which new life arises, through which we may see signs and wonders. Feeling the sacred land, the earth beneath us, the moon, sun, and stars above us. Being with the presence of the Living One in the center. Being Asa and Nefer, ourselves made perfect, ourselves made beautiful. Being with that possibility, that capacity. Letting our attention move inwards and downwards. sinking into ourselves, into our body, into the mysterious aspect of body. Finding ourselves once again standing before the door of the house of the soul. Noticing how the door looks this time. Maybe the same as last time, it may be different. And as you become aware of the door, you notice the house. So spending a moment contemplating the house of the soul. Seeing how it looks, noticing what style it is in. Noticing if it is in good repair or needs attention. Just receiving whatever you experience. Becoming aware that you hold the key to the door in your hand. Just notice the key for a moment. Notice its shape, notice what material it's made of. Remembering this is the key to the house of your soul. And if it is right for you, inserting the key and opening the door. Noticing the sense of crossing the threshold. Standing in the hallway. Noticing the straight stairway going right up. The spiraling stairway moving down. Noticing on your left side the door to the study. The right side, the door to the green room full of plants and life. Just receiving the hallway, receiving the stairs, the doors. Noticing the inside of your house. And if it is right for you, just slowly descending the softly curving stair that leads down into the basement, into the foundations. Passing the landing where the boiler and plumbing room can be found. And just going down, deep down into the foundation of things, into the foundation of your house. Notice how the basement looks. Maybe the same as before, it may be a little different, it may be a great deal different. Again, just trusting what emerges, trusting what you see and feel and touch. And having a felt sense of that room, slowly ascend the spiraling stair. and stepping into the boiler room. Notice the boiler, notice the plumbing, notice all the systems that enable the house to function. Notice how they appear to you. And stepping out again, leaving the room, and ascending the spiral stairway up to the hall. This time stepping into the study room. Notice the library, notice all the apparatus that you need in order to think and to understand with the mind. Notice how it is furnished. Notice how you feel when you're in the study. Is it comfortable? Is it uncomfortable? Crossing to the other side of the hall and entering the room of feeling. Notice how this appears. Notice how well maintained it is. Notice how you feel when you're in the green room. Notice the relationship between this room and the study. And return to the hallway. Contemplate the straight, steep stair, straight in front of you. Feel down into the house, feeling the boiler room underneath you, and the basement and foundation of the house underneath that. Be aware of the study on one side of you and the room of feeling on the other side of you. And if it is right for you, step by step, you ascend the steep stair, feeling the back pressure against you with every step, but held up by the boiler room, by the basement, and held in balance by the study and the green room, you keep ascending, step by step. Until at length and in time, you find yourself in the room of contemplation. This bare, empty room with its two chairs. You take a seat in one of the chairs. And as you do so, there is a sense of presence in the chair opposite you. Relate to this presence. Talk to it. Commune with it. Enter into colloquy and interchange. You look to your left and you notice a small door. And going through this door, you find yourself in another bare chamber. That holds a small altar with a shining crystal sword upon it. If it is right for you, you touch this sword, you take it into your hand. You feel the quality of clarity, of cutting through, that it represents. Feel its focus, its ability to cut through entanglement. You feel its fierce awareness. Stepping out of the room and having put the sword back, you find yourself again in the chamber of contemplation. And you notice another door opposite the door of the sword. And if it is right for you, you step through this. And here you find another simple room. It contains an altar and a cup. And as you take up the cup, you feel the capacity to hold and contain, and you feel the overflowing life of the universe, as if you are holding a horn of plenty, a cup of abundance. As if the cup is overflowing with life and beauty. A kind, embracing softness. Placing the cup upon the altar, you return to the chamber of contemplation. Feeling the chamber of the sword on one side, the chamber of the cup on the other side. Finding balance in the middle place. Noticing the door with the curtain across it. The door that leads to the garden. And seeing again the image of the High Priestess as the veil, as the doorway. Approaching her. Stepping into her as she steps into you, and entering the garden. feeling the mysterious place of the garden, being the fool in the midst of the garden. Being the magician who tends the garden. Being the empress who manifests the garden. Being all together all at once. Coming into the simplicity of being, of deep will, of deep imagination, of deep embodiment. Stepping forward as the fool, who is the magician, who is the empress, who is the living high priestess. Stepping forward through the mysterious abyss of the knowing of not knowing. Stepping into the room of contemplation. Feeling the room of the sword and the room of the cup on either side of you. Noticing how the room looks, noticing your sense of the cup and the sword. Descending the straight, steep stair. Feeling the room of study, the room of feeling. Feeling the boiler room and the foundation. Looking with fresh eyes, touching with a fresh body, being touched. Stepping through the doorway to the outer world. Stepping into just here, just now. Noticing the room, noticing your body's contact with the chair and the ground. Smelling, tasting the room, hearing sound in the room, and when you're ready, opening your eyes and looking into the room. Returning, just here, just now.